Okay, sure. RadioDR.co.za.
Black House Talk.
I'm gonna be taking selfies and shit, right?
Black House Talk. Why are you taking selfies, bro?
Because we gotta market our shit.
Oh, wow. We're here.
I'm trying to be fucking active online.
It's another show, man. We're here. We got some cool shit. We got some cool people in the room. We got Prof. We got CeeLo. DeeplyRooted.co.za. /RadioDR. We got Skindy. The rapping taxi driver.
The rapping taxi driver.
He's a gimmick.
We got him on the phone.
He's a gimmick.
He's fake.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, and you, my man?
I'm good, brother.
Showcase,
bro. Doug, you're getting famous. How's it going? You're still actually working as a taxi driver?
Yeah, till this day.
Till this day?
For real?
Till this day, yeah.
That's wild.
Today, we drive on flash.
He's all been
so what routes can people catch you on?
Yeah, what routes? Tell us the routes. Tell us your
what routes can people try to catch you on?
I don't want to be letting go of my roots.
So you can catch him by accident. Just try every single taxi in Durban.
Yeah, well, have you started wearing shades while you're driving just to disguise yourself? You know, today I don't want to be noticed. Let me hide myself.
Coco, don't let you drive in shades, bro. They're scared.
What?
They ask you to take off your shades.
Sorry, just take off your mics on. Have we been going blind?
Hello?
Showcase.
Is it on?
Yeah.
We on? Why are you so low? Let me get you. Yeah, you were saying so, Coco.
Yeah, but man. Yeah, Coco, don't be letting you drive with shades, man. They're scared for their lives. So.
No, we just have to find a movie that was big at their time, and then we'll understand why.
Exactly.
The guy was the assassin was wearing shades. I don't trust people with shades. Like, you never know.
Yeah.
They literally have a thing against shades.
Yeah, I think there's been too many like cases where guys have been drinking or like Gabonagali that you didn't sleep.
Oh,
like,
so it's
like they want to be sure what's happening. Yeah,
type
yeah,
vibe.
Yeah.
So if they had to walk in to see you look 100% sober, only then can you put on your shades.
Exactly. Exactly. All of a sudden, so far my shades were
like,
since when?
Let me sang a lot. Maybe it's even your pass.
And how long have you been driving now?
I've been driving longer than I've been rapping, bro. So I started off driving Abasha and Abeskole. That's how I got into driving. So like straight after high school.
Malum.
Yeah, I did a sports course and then I started driving
sports
Abasha.
Sports course?
Yeah. Sports management.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Because I'm big on soccer as well.
I thought you were going to say like, you know.
No.
He's big on soccer.
Big on soccer.
Big on dislocating his shoulder. Prof is looking at you uncomfortably. Tell us how you popped your shoulder, bro.
Bro, I was a sports kid. I went to school on scholarship, so I played like all sports, rugby, soccer, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, ngangli mal on your face. And then I hurt my shoulder when I was off the school. Like all the rough stuff I'm doing out of school is catching up to me.
Yeah. So the sports thing is kind of over now.
Yeah. Done and dusted.
Competitively, your body is useless.
Ngakubiza is useless. I'll never be useless.
Ah, my nigga. Gandala, how? At least you've got a strong ego. I was holding.
Just saying competitively. You know.
Useless, no. But yeah. I'm done with sports now. I'm a music boy now.
Yeah, so how did that come about? You said you've been rapping more than you.
Yeah, I said, because like while I was driving, I know a dude called Tino, known as Smack.
Smack.
I just think of the video. The accident in the back.
That is by my crib. That's on my road.
That's on your road.
Yeah.
You can narrow it down now. If you find, there's a hashtag called, I'm joking.
Yeah, so Smacky. Smack looks like Lil Wayne. So everywhere we went, like people used to be like, yo, dude, you need to rap. manje umjita wami. So
wait, he just looked like rap, and then people yeah, he like, just you know like what, rap. You have to do it.
People like, yeah, always when we go to places, like people are like, yo, dude, do you rap?
No, I'll be honest, Tino does look fresh though.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's a super fresh nigga. Shout out my boy Tino. So like
he's got that rock star energy. It's like, where the drugs at?
I jungle mean. So then thing. What's in the things we say, bro? I see you in the land,
Tino was already rapping.
He was rapping before he was rapping.
Then I was, okay.
Yeah. Then my intention was to write cool stuff for this guy. Yeah.
Sure.
Steven Emali. Yeah. Sure. I was still very short minded about this whole music thing. Like, okay, the palela talking.
Yeah, I'll get you the street word.
Yeah, well, sure. I know the streets, bro. The kufaka lana. So kuluma ngalokho wena. And then we'll back you up.
Sure. Did you distribute his music to other drivers?
Everything.
Showcase. That's the thing, like, just like hanging around you. Like, I've noticed you understand the business model very early. You find how to make money from it very early. Then you run with it.
Yeah.
I appreciate that about you. Not a lot of people can just look at a situation.
Your distribution are all the taxi drivers.
Well, right now, what I do is when I got, like, something coming up that's big, I do my posters, laminate them, then I put them inside the taxis, like,
two taxis each.
So you, like, have to keep this job to keep this marketing strategy?
I don't have to. I'm
joking.
Skindy does what he wants at Ranky, bro. That's for life.
No, but that's sick. That's smart and really dope.
Yeah. Yahlangana mnandi, bro. Because, like, even when I used to see the music thing before, I used to always connect it with the tax. I used to be like... Because, like, here, you can't sell drugs here in South Africa. You know, from the streets, whatnot. So, like, I was like, bruh, if I had to rap, I'd be the closest thing to the streets out of everybody.
Literally, hello? A black cell in the arteries, which are the roads. And you take these bacteria of people to work. Keeping the life of the city alive, the economy alive. That's deep, bro. Like, it's very dope, rare. It's dope. Like, it's very rare to meet, like, literally, like, you're an everyday person, but, like, you've got such an amazing story to tell. Like, that's why the art resonates, bro.
Fit. I appreciate that,
For all you Joburgers listening, no, he's not wearing a leather jacket. He doesn't have unnecessary bling on. And he's not wearing Versace neither.
Can you pouch your leather?
I got the leather pouch, though. Gotta be leather apparel at the top.
Yeah, bro.
So what's the plan, man? What's the future? What are you doing?
Yeah, well, we've been working on Isulsa Pesheya, bro. So, like, I think people who know Skindy know Isulsa Pesheya. That's the style we rap in. That's the way we rap. Yeah, boy, that's super Durban lingo. It's like
straight up. Leon, this is Isulsa Pesheya.
It's all kind, you hit. So when you learn, this is my push with
it. That's the passport.
That's the passport, man.
So, like, I remember we had a little beef about that shit. So I started this, on Facebook and shit.
A young dust up, you can't even call that a beef.
Somebody will be doing cuckoo.
Can't just beef on all of them, I say, where am I saying? I can't get a pine sound.
All right, moving forward. It's all love.
Yeah, it's all love.
Shout out MK. I went to school with MK. That's my boy. Beef with my boy. Yeah, and then, like, so art-wise, man, what's new? What's coming up?
Well, on the 13th, dropping Ingoma no DJ Wobbly. So that's Friday the 13th.
Friday for everybody listening.
Yeah, for everyone listening, it's going to be...
So the song is out.
So the song is out in reverse. So we'll be dropping that. We'll do Wobbly. We got something coming with Uzi Bag as well, same day. Called Beluga, we got
Beluga,
dog, and then Kumawa, dog, with Uwabli, Smiso, Celestial Mike, Dando, Alpha, Lord Scribs.
You've been working with
schedule is filled, hey?
They've been working with Tupac, no Wobbly. I've seen them in studio, they go like nearly every Sunday, to like record, and so this is music from those sessions
exactly
starting to come out now.
Yeah,
how's it been working in that Culture Chaos environment?
Yeah, it's dope. It's dope because, like, this is, like, my... it's my second year now working with rappers. Like, you know, I used to watch niggas from the outside, bro. Hey, I'm a kid. Now I'm inside now when it's... And my rep within all over is growing, which that's the most important thing for me. Like, what we do or what people see from the outside, that's little. But, like, your relationships with the people inside is everything, bro. So, yeah, I'm just glad that's going well.
It's like, what, sorting out the roots.
Yeah, well, Leon.
The tree can only grow as big as its roots.
Yeah. Gotta be good with the owners. Good to my passenger, Zini.
So you relate a lot of your life. You bring it back to the taxi business.
It sucks that music is identical, brother.
Yeah. funny you say that, because that's... I actually, you see what you're saying now. I actually had a conversation with Baguti, like, where I noticed Guti, you do the business, is that I did the same thing with movies. I mean, I studied movies. I got the movie. Oh, a movie is a product.
Yeah.
You got to market this product. You got to manufacture it. You got to, which is shooting.
Yeah.
And then you just look at business. You just substitute for each individual.
Yes, like literally, you can see all the...
You
can see the parallels.
Yeah.
Like, once you learn one thing, the only thing is just adjusting the language towards another industry.
Yeah. Exactly. Which, I guess this is why it makes it easier once you become successful in one thing to move on to another.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's why it's easy. Like, it feels like I'm catching up quickly to people who have been rapping, because I'm just using the same laws, bro.
Because some of those people don't actually know the business.
Yeah, they don't know the laws that I know from other.
They haven't lived the full cycle of product too. Because even that, with as filmmakers, me and him are filmmakers. We work with people, but you can, if you're just a director and you never jump into the editing room, it affects you and what you know and how you make your decisions.
Exactly.
You know, so it's knowledge. It all goes back to knowledge is power.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I just got to learn this music thing and run with it now.
You don't think you've learned it already?
I know nothing, bro. compared to how much I want to know.
That's a good mindset.
Why would I act like I want to know something when I really want to know it big time? Like, compared to how far I want to go and how much I want to know, I know nothing, bro. Like, I know things. I know other things way more than I know music. I'm like an infant in this. So the fact that I'm climbing up and I'm still, like, I can feel like I'm getting better with every song I write.
Yeah.
I'm at that stage still. So, like, yeah. This is all coming, it's all new, it's all fresh for me, and it's still exciting. So,
yeah.
That's the nice thing about it. And Poregir.
Look, this is the importance of life. Oh, Richard Branson used to say that the minute something starts getting boring, like, sell that company and get out.
Yeah, look, more rap,
not to say that you must work with these philosophies, but
it makes sense because
this is your life, though.
I've seen myself doing things, like, whether it's Radio DR, Deeply Rooted, the website. Where if I tell myself, if I didn't like this, I would not be doing this. Like, I don't want to do this right now. But the fact that I have a passion or some sort of little thing behind it, you know, like, it makes it better to do. It makes it a whole lot better to do. It's just like, you know, there's a goal. This is a greater brick to something bigger.
Exactly, bro. And you're doing what you want to do. No matter how small it is right now, whatever you think of it, but it's what you want to do. And, like, people are stuck in things they don't want to do. So,
hey, Joe. the wild thing that's really scary about life is the fact that it's already started, right?
Yeah, well,
and the really scary thing is the fact. No, but it's.
Is wild.
it's already started. And it's like, we have this thing, like, when. And it's like we're always delaying the idea of when life is going to start. And before you know it, it's actually over.
Exactly.
And then for me, that's terrifying. So it's like the idea that you could be at a job and you're like, you know, when I've saved enough money or when the opportunity arises, etc. And it's like the reality is it could never actually come.
Exactly.
So it's like, get the hell out of there. Take that risk. It's like Mzwake posted an interesting thing where he's like, we avoid taking risks in life so we can get to death safely.
Yeesh.
And I'm like, that's fucking profound, and it hits, and it makes so much sense. Go take all the risks. Sienzan.
Yeah.
You nailed it. Very, like, life happens between the memories.
And, yeah.
Literally. So always be living, always be alive. When I find you to be a very like you filled in your body, like you're not an empty shell type of thing, like you're the opposite of an empty shell. Like, how did you get to that point? Because I feel like a lot of people distract themselves with the insecurities, but man, I feel like you've gone past that, your traumas or whatever, you've accepted everything, and you're trying to just move forward. Like, how did you get to that point in your life? Like, when did you decide to climb the wall over your bullshit?
Yeah. I think the thing is because, like, singing is Amelie's in the dog. Like, I've tried things, bro. I've tried a lot of things, bro. I've gone from selling my fries in Lini to...
So it's been business, some business.
I've had my own coaching clinic in Kochamasha. It was a crash. I've driven taxis. I've taken kids to school. The microbus, all of that, it's sold and bought stuff. You know, in my 28 years of living, I've done a lot of things.
Experimented.
Yeah, to build up for this moment, yeah. Because I always knew that I'm going to be on TV doing things for people to see, you know?
Sure.
But then after my sports derailed, I had to find something.
So you always had, you always been a little star.
Really, please.
So wait, at what point did you get into sports? Like
sports? Four years old. Ngangdlala masho. So
you're like first team.
First team. I played first team soccer from grade 10. And then
That's pretty. When you get to first team in grade 10, it's pretty a big deal.
Yeah, first team
in grade 10 is a big deal. It's like, ah. We first team.
So yeah, I think for me, I've always been like, it's funny you say that. I've always been in Tuana doing things I've always been good enough to hang with the big boys. So now, like, I'm growing now.
So you always had like because I saw that when I got to college, I was always the youngest from like. Even in class, I was like always the youngest in class. So, but when I got to college, I felt because I only dealt with older people.
Yeah.
That kind of gives you like a little bit of experience against your peers.
Exactly. Because
you, even though you don't understand why they're acting like that, you start to imitate.
Yeah.
In a sense, and you're like, oh, that's stupid. Because
I guess it's also the thing of you become the sum of the people you hang out with as well.
Playing catch up the whole time.
It's brilliant. Like, it's a great motivating factor. Almost like imposter syndrome, except you're doing something about it.
And you're becoming Irazo now.
Sing Irazo.
The thing I find interesting about sports is the fact that, like, it's one of the first places you can start learning, like, what mastering the laws of business, or at least learning how to conquer stuff.
Because
that's where you first learn how to learn. And it's like, I can't do around the world because I saw it on TV.
Especially if you're competitive.
And then you're working at it. And then you're like,
Jesus, I remember this becomes a narrative.
And it's just like, if there was a new move every year, bro.
Practice.
The whole break, niggas. Yes, I got it.
But the thing is that that's putting a narrative inside of you, though. It gives you a story that there's nothing that you can't do.
You got to be good at things. That's another thing I believe in. Like, I've tried a lot of things in Pele, but, like, I've known that I'm going to be good at that thing before I do it. Like,
It's because you want it enough.
Yeah, Indlela's leading. I know exactly Meng Boaz Aguindo, and I won't even spend a day doing it. I don't waste time. I don't even waste a second on something I'm not interested in.
But that's because you accumulated, like, all learning is learning a bunch of small things to build up to that big thing. Like, soccer is like hand-foot coordination. You're perfecting that. So, and as complex as it is, it all comes from you controlling the ball with your feet and sometimes your head. So you literally being put in situations and simulations of doing this, the younger you start, by the time you're 18, how many times have you been in this situation? So that's all learning is. It's perfecting that small thing that becomes a
pressure
complex
moments.
Thing.
The pressure moments.
So in the pressure moments of it all, can you like zonk out of your autopilot or fear sometimes of don't think about your fingers, I'm learning the guitar right now. Like you start the song slow. And then you gotta get to a process where it's just your mind and your fingers, like nothing in between. Nothing. The minute you think about what you're doing, it's gone.
You screw it up.
It's gonna flow. It's gotta flow. So that's I figured out how to learn stuff now. Small things.
Well, you're getting deeper into your learning pattern.
Yeah.
Like you get to study yourself while learning. No, you have to, it's true. You learn yourself. Like you're already in tune with yourself. So it's like if I try to, get you into something and you can feel good to you. There's a thing that has to go click in your soul. And if it doesn't go click, you're like, no, I'm not going to do it, bro.
Exactly. And then people who do those things, though, you see, that's the problem. Like, there's people who actually do something, that goes back into working in the wrong environment now. And, like, it's all those small decisions I've learned that, like, I got to make the right decision because, like, 4 steps forward is Oshuba. In the corner no more. So making the right decision for me is everything right now.
How do you make the right decision? What's your formula to making the right decision?
Me, I personally don't believe there's such a thing as a right decision, but
yeah,
I do think there's a wrong decision.
True. Because everything leads you to somewhere valuable. And I think at times when you're not thinking about it the most is when really good things happen, but you gotta be aware so that you can snatch that thing, because
you see it in hindsight.
You see that feeling there, that's what taught me, I wanted to stop feeling as if I could change. I always used to be like, yo, if I just said this and this to that person, for a long time now, I haven't felt that way. I feel like when I speak to you, I'll speak what I need to speak. And he's a marshal. I won't feel as if I had to say something to you. So that's important. So that's the right decision for me. At that place.
Say what you always wanted to say, man.
Just say it, bro.
Don't hold it back.
Yeah. This is something we all have to learn.
Stop editing your thoughts.
Bruh, people edit their thoughts. It's so irritating.
I think we're trying to save people's feelings. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then you make that an excuse to not tell the truth because you want to get something out of it. That's what tends to happen.
Because, the same truth you're trying to learn in your actual life, you're trying to learn in every relationship in your life.
Yeah.
Because, if you don't practice it within relationships, you're trapping yourself in something that you don't really want eventually because you're building these walls that aren't honest to you.
Yeah.
And then with the same thing in your life, where it's if you're not activating that honesty and being able to actually say what you mean, you're also building up walls for your whole entire life that that is going to be uncomfortable to live in this thing.
My environments coming up have stopped me from that because even it takes in abanbano seven, bro. This is what it is. So there is no going around what I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
So
five plus five is ten. No matter how you look at it.
You learn to deal with head-on collisions. It's outside. You have to deal with it. And you have to come out on top without violence, without fighting. And your mind really accelerates, bro. And you learn a lot, bro.
Once you've reached the success of music, what's next?
For me, I always feel like I'm going back to sports after my music.
Sports team.
Soccer academies.
Like coaching.
Soccer academies. Record labels, studios, and soccer academies. Soccer academies. I'm fascinated by the next biggest thing. I'm so fascinated by what's the next biggest thing. That's why I put pressure on myself because I have to be that thing so that I can reveal the next thing for you.
So on that real, recognized real.
Do you have kids?
No.
You don't have kids?
Why do you sound surprised?
it's very not KZN. It's like people might even hate me for this, but I feel like everybody's got kids.
I don't have kids.
Yes, you're the exception to this. You and T-Bag and your whole entire circle.
And
like
Wobbly.
I said.
Aziki Ghana culture chaos.
No, but here's the thing: like, you are the sum of the people you hang around with. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
we can establish that you and your homies,
yeah,
are then the exception because you guys are all mirroring each other in a sense and helping each other not get lost within the rest of the other
members. Like guys are on a mission. People, when you're on a mission, on as this katota, and they're like, "Look, matadado, love it, love is hard, bro."
Like, it's wild. There's a man of people asking for life advice, and they're like 18, 19. I'm like, well, okay, cool. I'm genuinely, are you in a relationship? Do you have kids? They're like, yeah, and then goes, I'm like, I hope you go get a job, right? Go get a job and start figuring out things on there.
Oh, prof, we're at a festival, and this guy's, I find him speaking to us. This is a security guard.
Ah, that's security guard.
Was a car guard kid in Duan, and he's like really interested in his life. And he's like, yeah.
No, you're the one who ditched that guy on me.
Oh! let me get to, that's the beginning of the story. Nobody cares about the beginning. Anyway, the heart of it, like, prof, once again, awesome. Do you have a girlfriend, bruh? He's like, yeah. I was like, how much do you make a week? About 400-ish in Duan. Etsy, how much do you spend on your girlfriend? He goes, about 300. You see? Dump her, dog.
All of it is going to his girlfriend.
Advice, name to it.
But the guy's not focused at all, though. Because, like...
That's the thing, here's the
dude...
Like, if you're making that huge sacrifice, like, to leave females out of your life is a huge sacrifice. If you're going to do it properly, go do what you want to do.
Because it's one thing to be able to make an income.
Yeah.
And then you can build while you have all... Yeah, it's a luxury. Like, and if you can't do that, you're blessed. But if you're trying to break out of the environment that... Like, the trap of your hood, right? Which is everybody is comfortable if they're a gardener or if they like to really break out of that, like the sacrifices that have to be made.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if you can make those sacrifices and manage to get out of that environment without any kids and real commitments that hold you back, so then from there you can be able to go back with resources and actually, okay, cool, you can actually live your life. It's a trap, man.
My cousin had his kids at like 33. I asked him like a year later, how's fatherhood? He goes, "Stayer ilula lento mone mali."
Listen to that. It's like even Elon Musk echoes the same sentiments where he's got a child already.
Yeah.
And this is the one that we all know, which sounds like a math equation, is the most popular child. But he says it's so different having a child now compared to back then. Like, he feels like he's more in control. He can actually be involved, and it doesn't feel like it's chaos. And dude, how many people can actually say that?
Yeah. But like, people have kids, bro. I feel like it can work both ways, because I know like one or two O's that before their kids, babe, shalel, and now like it really pushed them.
Yeah, some people do need that. So,
yes, but some people do. I don't feel like that's the majority.
Very, very, very.
KZN. I don't think I've met so many people raised by single mothers in my life, actually. And the crazy thing is the fact that
I can't remember. So,
but it's like, so I can't even remember her name. Where she's talking about. Basically, this guy who's in a relationship and hates his father, and he's trying so hard not to be his father because his father abandoned him. So he tries to commit to this girl. She gets pregnant, and eventually he ditches her. Yes, he becomes his father. And I feel like this is a pattern.
It's not funny, that, bro.
It's fucked up. Like, people... story that's echoing in you that you're trying to undo, you go and recreate. That's hectic. Now you're there, what, 5-10 years later, and you're like,
I've seen this, like, especially the more you see your friends, you meet them, you get to know them, you meet their parents, and then automatically that first day, you're like, oh, he gets this from me here. Oh, he gets, like, and then you start to slowly know the family, and you see, oh, the family has this potential problem, like, that great elephant in the room. And most times I just feel Wuti show, Wuti as Otaki. Sometimes as families, we don't have Umalum was gonna take you and put you in a 75,000 rand rehab center. Because that's literally sometimes what it requires to fix these patterns.
Yeah, but like, then it's not even, I don't think it's a, it's a financial thing, the root of it, but like, it can be changed by slight things. Like, like if someone came to watch me in Dali Pola, Gabing Dalili Sundowns or Chiefs right now, because like, if I'm gonna go to training my whole life and get to buy, but I go buy them myself, I play matches, become man of the match, it doesn't even matter at home. Like, yeah. I'm such a star at school, but when I'm at home, it's just like,
definitely. I had to ask my mom, where else was in the plan? I wasn't sure. I literally wasn't sure. I was like, "Ma, yeah, it's planned." Like, cause at home you're just Silo. You're just Prof. What's your fucking real name, bro?
Sanel Ngobo.
You're just Sanel. I actually did not know this man's real name. I'm gonna type it in the bio like many other man. So like that's the crazy thing, but I think that kind of also pushes you to be like, okay, y'all still ignoring my success, niggas. I'm gonna go push it a little harder. You know, sometimes you be like, mom, here's a car. That's when you really wanna,
exactly.
So it keeps you pushing at least.
Yeah, it does, and it doesn't. It's so important. The support system. There's nothing that beats a support system.
Yes.
Besides keeping you going, it keeps you in the know because. You need like an outside voice to tell you that if you stick to that. Like for me to become really good at rapping, gang rapel all over and bang chel was, hey bruh, yeah go rap and yes kangaga, dude. Like if you it sticks.
Like there was Leon.
And yeah. that constantly hearing that made me stick to what I'm doing. Because
you're usually aware of it. Somebody else saying what you're thinking.
It validates that, like, oh, okay, so that voice is right.
Sure.
That's
it.
Yeah.
It's so important to listen to that voice, bro.
Yeah, we're all trying to tune in.
The
radio frequency that everybody tells you not to trust.
It's crazy because everybody who's kind of... Everybody around you is outside of like the music and the creative zone. Everybody around you will point you to the thing that kills your soul the most.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to fight them all and look like the crazy person for you to succeed. Like, dude, like it's walking past, like I remember like walking past the passage, Ubaba, ever since, you're like,
your dad is brutal.
That's his, my dad is hard love. So, but you're like, it hits.
He's lucky that you're not like a depressant personality. He's like, I'm going to go to hair and fuck you, dad.
Yeah.
But he knows you.
But like the consistency of the hard love is kind of what, you know, you understand. It's a language of his. Yeah. So you don't now you start to you start to get to the point where I'm getting what he's saying. It's harsh, but this is what he means.
My thing is okay, cool. So I'm like I'm two ways about it. Like for you it worked great. And then the thing is that we're born with personalities to a degree and there's a risk that he could have triggered you in the opposite way.
Yeah.
But so, I say that
I'm not saying he's a bad person.
No. I just want to show how it, at the end of the day it goes back to you deciding what you interpret from it. Because at the end of the day, it was nearly that thing. I had to make a choice to decide to be angry at my father, or forgive and be. And tell him this is what and fight for this. It's one of those two things. It's a Hollywood movie.
Everybody has to be angry at their father at some point.
Yeah.
Like it's
part of
of growing up.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, the perfect father will still have a child that eventually has to hate them at some point in their life.
Yeah.
I'm saying my echo, nobody wants to be angry as.
Wait, you didn't grow up with a father?
No.
You don't know him at all?
No.
So are you like scared of becoming a father?
No, no. It's normal. It's normal for South Africans. It's not normal. I'm a bit of a goalie.
Do you think it affected you growing
up?
Do not
normalize.
Yeah, no, it's not normal at all.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I think it's a huge issue, bro. And it comes from Zona Lezozin, because like you're talking about him being harsh on you to learn, but like there's another way that it could have been done, and you could have learned what. You have to realize what he did was made you realize later.
Mm.
He didn't teach you to do it. So like, yeah, when you realize later, you catch it and it's solid. But when you get taught early, you catch the basics,
most
bro.
Most deaf. And that's the black parent thing.
Yeah.
That's the black parent thing. I'm going to tell you why. You're going to get it later, definitely.
And it
slaps different, but... It kind of maybe would have been better if I knew it early.
Just show me it. Just show me the thing and drill it in me.
They don't have a lot of references as well.
That's the thing.
Because the Western world is the white people bought the game, right? We are still learning the game. And we're just getting better with each generation, right? Yeah. So the white people are generations ahead in terms of what they know.
Yeah, they over pregnancies at young age. They still have them, but they handle them so quietly compared to us.
Even besides that, where it's like in terms of like just dealing with money, for instance. Where it's like, child's 13 year old, okay, cool, start counting my books or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or you get a job and so on. So like already there's a responsibility that's already been given to you.
Exactly.
Even though you're still in high school.
Mm.
So it already teaches you, like you start, once you start making your own money, there's a respect for money you start learning.
Yeah.
But first you have to be careless with it, you know, go buy 20 PlayStation games or whatever it is you're going to do in high school.
All that 20 year old shit.
Yeah. And then eventually, like as you learn to respect it at a younger age, You have less to lose in high school, compared to when you're in your 20s or 30s. So, yeah, there's things that, like in terms of teaching that we are still learning. So, our parents probably did 10% better than their parents.
Mm.
And we're also gonna do a percentage better because we have blind spots that are society.
We're gonna be the average of our generation. Yeah, what we're gonna be. Yeah, because there's the people who still hold what their parents hold to heart.
Yeah,
and us or. Me, who's super progressive, I wouldn't kiss my kids. I wouldn't do this. Yeah, bro. So there's the middle of that somewhere. Yeah, bro. Would just, you know.
Teach your kids how to code. But then
and
none of
like things are changing and like some black people have cash now. Like it's important to know someone with money. Like
But it was a cash and knowledge is like.
Yeah, but trust me, bro. Things. Like to know someone with money is a huge difference, bro. Like Konolova, like engangihlala nabo elokishini ngisafunda esikele, like they hadn't met uGonqa umlungu nje, they hadn't even spoken to a white person ever, and this person's 15, 16 years old, bro. Do you understand that by the time they meet a white person and they want to do business or like, how
you don't understand even, where they think from?
You
have these old problems that they think up.
So just even having someone
exposure
like uncle or aunt on imali nje, like is such a big thing because you understand that umuntu onemali uba kanje empilweni, like you understand the dynamics nakini ukuthi
so basically
to understand the cultural differences.
The culture of cash, money is a culture. It's like you don't just have money, bro. You learn ways to make money.
And you hang out with different people who behave certain ways, certain levels of money. And there's always interesting to see the people shooting up and the people who rise up and then get stuck at a certain level and then like, singing credit, you know?
It's okay.
It's all the money I've ever wanted. And you see niggas just gone. Next thing, they rock up and they've got security at your event.
It's in our allow, so it's fair. I'm a pretty guy.
Oh, kidding, man. Where can people find you, my G?
They can find me on Instagram, Twitter, all of my social platforms is KindyND. It's KindyND. Join the number plate in for it.
There is what they're on.
So you're really not giving away your route? I'm joking.
Monclay to workshop.
I was joking.
I was actually doing. Because I do meet up with my people, like, a lot, actually, almost every day. Okay, like, someone comes through.
If you're in Montclair, you want to kick a freestyle with them, you know.
Wait for the taxi. Wait for this kindy taxi.
Yeah, this kindy taxi. You see that? You point up or down. I don't know. Sideways. I don't know how it works like.
Peluga.
Peluga. Mawa, dog. Make sure you post the hashtag. It's Sulsa Pesha, yeah, I chew. There's a lot of songs out. Just go on my YouTube, Skindy, and you're going to see everything there. There's only one Skindy on YouTube.
Pants, my nigga. Short pants. We outie. Black House Talk. Can I get
Thank
a Black House
listening.
Talk?
For two.
Black House Talk?
Black House Talk.
Black House Talk.
Black House Talk.
Yeah. Black House Talk?
Black House Talk. Sure.